we are still susceptible to getting infections again. Immunity does not last indefinitely.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, what you can do to avoid the flu and COVID-19 this winter. The holidays are on the horizon, and with it, infectious disease season. Public health officials are hoping residents of the Northeast will get inoculated against the flu and COVID-19 to avoid the spread of disease that we've seen in recent years during the pandemic. To get a reminder on some best practices for COVID and flu season, we spoke with Dr. Justin Chan, Director of Infection Prevention and Control at Bellevue Hospital Center.
So it's always hard to predict exactly how respiratory seasons will play out. But based on trends and what happens other parts of the world, the CDC does expect a more of a typical respiratory virus season where we will see increases in COVID, flu, RSV, and other respiratory viruses in the coming months.
Now, why is winter a time of concern? Why do we see an uptick in these cases during the colder months?
So there's several reasons why we see increases in respiratory viruses. A large part during the colder months, people do tend to gather indoors. During the holidays, there may be a lot of congregate events. That increases the chances of people spreading illness to others. We also know that respiratory viruses can survive longer on surfaces during cold and dry weather. And finally, there is some evidence to suggest cold and dry weather can impair some of the body's immune defenses. All that put together can contribute to increased spread of these viruses during the fall and winter.
What do we know about the type of COVID that is now circulating, you know, kind of 4 years beyond the first cases in the U.S.?
That's a great question. So we are in a very different situation now than 3, 4, 5 years ago. Couple of things. A lot more people have, most people have either at least been vaccinated once or several times. A lot of people have gotten the virus at least once, and that leads to a higher level of overall immunity. However, we are still susceptible to getting infections again. Immunity does not last indefinitely. And that's why we are still recommending people to take precautions, including getting vaccinated with the latest vaccine products, and then taking other precautions like masking, washing their hands, and staying home while sick if they're ill with respiratory viruses.
What about testing for COVID infections? When should people take a test?
Testing is still important. A lot of people are relying more on home tests. This is primarily available for COVID. You can get a home antigen test in most pharmacies. And I think the benefit of that is that if you know you have COVID, you also know to take certain precautions, especially around other people who are more vulnerable to severe illness. And then secondly, knowing which respiratory virus you have can guide the treatments that your doctors can give you. We do have treatment available for both influenza and COVID. So getting treated early on for the right virus can benefit you.
Now let's talk about vaccines for a moment. I think a lot of people have had, you know, a number of COVID shots by now and maybe some boosters along the way. How often should they be getting a new COVID booster shot?
So that really depends on the evolution of the virus. Viruses are always changing. Our public health partners are monitoring that to see if the virus has mutated to a new version that requires updated protection. So right now, there is the latest version of the COVID vaccine is designed to protect against the latest variants of the COVID virus. Right now is the best time to get the vaccine because you will allow time for your body to develop immunity before COVID rates go up in the winter months, and the vaccine is designed for the latest versions of the virus.
Is the advice largely still the same that, you know, older people or people who have, you know, immunocompromised systems are the most at risk from COVID this year?
That is correct. There are certain groups of people that are at higher risk for severe disease or even death. Those include the very young, whose immune system may not have fully developed, those who are elderly, those who are immune compromised. Some people need to take medicines that that suppress their immune system. And then also people who have coexisting medical conditions. Heart, lung, kidney, and liver disease can predispose to more severe disease. However, the current guidance is that everyone age 6 months and older is recommended to get the latest version of the COVID vaccine to get protected for the coming season.
Now, what is your message to people who say, you know, I got the vaccine, but I still got COVID-19?
Yes, that is a common concern that comes up. No vaccine is perfect at preventing infection, and that is true for flu and COVID vaccines as well. It is possible to still get COVID or flu infection after getting vaccinated, but the vaccines are really designed to make the illness milder, prevent people from ending up in the hospital, and also prevent death. And they're very good at preventing severe disease and death and hospitalization. So those are clear benefits and really important to avoid those severe events from happening.
Is there any downside to doing what I did this year and getting the flu and COVID shots at the same time?
That is actually a great strategy. Saves an extra trip to the pharmacy or the doctor's office. You can definitely get both vaccines at the same time. We do recommend that the shots get given in separate parts of the body to avoid mixing the vaccine. There isn't a major downside to doing it. You may have a little bit of soreness from each side of the shots and some of the usual aches and pains and potentially some mild fever that occur a day or two afterwards. But that is totally a good strategy if you want to save an extra trip. To get both shots done at the same time. We do also have a good vaccine for RSV available this season. That is recommended for all individuals older than 75, and those who are age 60 to 75 who have pre-existing conditions should also talk to their doctor about getting protected against RSV. Pregnant people who are at gestation age 32 to 36 weeks should also get vaccinated for RSV because that will protect their newborn infant from getting RSV. Some of those antibodies can pass along from the mother to the infant, so that's really important.
You know, I think people since COVID are more attuned to some of the diseases that are circulating. You know, there's a lot of attention on, of course, coronavirus and then RSV, as you mentioned, and Mpox. But in your role, are there things that we haven't talked about right now that you are concerned about on the horizon this winter?
I think during the winter season, common things being common, it's important for people to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory viruses. But if you step back a little bit, vaccination in general is very important. During the COVID years, we as a community have fallen backwards in some of our vaccination rates, and that puts us at risk. For example, measles is a really dangerous infection spread through the air. It's vaccine preventable, but during the last few years, our vaccination coverage for measles has fallen back. And this year, we've had a significant increase in measles cases in our communities. So we do recommend that in addition to respiratory virus vaccines, people talk to their doctors, also bring their children to the pediatrician to make sure everyone is up to date with their vaccines.
We've been speaking with Dr. Justin Chan, Director of Infection Prevention and Control at Bellevue Hospital Center. Dr. Chan, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.